Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association recently announced a two-part donation to the University of Kentucky Center for Grain and Forage Excellence in Princeton. Association President, Washington County Farmer Pat Clements, on the first element of that investment.
The plans there are to renovate at least two, if not more, of the farmhouses that are currently on the property and make them suitable for graduate student housing. So we have made a $250,000 donation for the rights to name that student housing.
This is part of the ongoing effort among the ag industry to raise $15 million for the center. Clement says the other $250,000 of their gift will go toward research.
We have ongoing research that we are funding, and we have new projects that we're funding. This is something that we've been doing for many years, and now we're able to leverage that donation into the matching funds to help get this project going.
In the last year or so, the center project got a major kickstart of a matching fund grant from the State Ag Development Board.
The Ag Development Board devoted $15 million to be matched. So our totals so far since November of 2015, Kentucky small grain growers total funds to this project are at $785,000.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Over 10 years ago, the Kentucky General Assembly directed that 50% of the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement go toward development of ag infrastructure to help offset the end of the federal tobacco program. That's led to the concept of developing the UK Grain and Forage Center for Excellence at Princeton. Pat Clements says, in his view, that effort is already reaping rewards.
The real result of all of this focus and improvements down there is that we're already attracting some of the top researchers in the nation. There's already been several very, very good hires there. The most exciting part of it, I think, is going to be the level of talent and the qualified people that these facilities are going to attract, and it's already doing so. It's just been very gratifying to see the results already of what we're doing there.
Clements explained the association's research work funding is made possible by a fraction of a cent checkoff on growers from the sale of each bushel of wheat. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.